This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Jammu and Kashmir, 267 nominations were accepted and 62 rejected after the scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of assembly elections. The scrutiny took place yesterday. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a total of 329 nominations were received for 26 assembly constituencies across six districts, three each of Jammu and Kashmir divisions. The deadline for filing of nomination was 5th of this month. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till Monday. Polling for this phase will be held on 25th of this month. As the second phase of poll approaches, political activities are intensifying across Jammu and Kashmir, with campaigns and rallies getting underway. The Election Department has registered 9 FIRs for violation of Model Code of Conduct in the Union Territory. It has suspended 5 government employees for participating in political activities, besides issuing warning in 23 such cases, even as the inquiry has been initiated in 48 cases of violations. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports, quoting the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, JNK, that 175 Model Code of Conduct violations have been reported across the UT ever since the imposition of the Model Code of Conduct on the 16th of August 2024. These included 96 reports of violation against the political parties and the candidates, 53 against the government employees, 2 against the media persons, and 24 against others. 89 violations were dropped as these were baseless and false. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose has sent the Aparajita Women and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 to President Draupadi Murmu, citing a number of loopholes in it. The bill was passed by the State Assembly in the aftermath of gruesome rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Kar Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of last month. The bill seeks capital punishment for rape convicts if their actions result in the victim's death or leave her in a vegetative state. The governor said in a post on social media last evening that the bill has been prepared in a hurry. He also held the state secretariat responsible for not sending the technical report along with the bill and said it is a failure on their part. Referring to the R.G. Kar issue, the governor said it is the duty of the state government to ensure justice for the family of the victim without waiting for the bill. The Press Information Bureau, or PIB's fact-check unit, has warned against a fraudulent website seeking personal details by impersonating as the official BSNL website. The fact-check unit said that the fake website, bsnltowerindia.com, is deceitfully inviting applications for installation of 5G tower. The PIB noted that the web address is not associated with BSNL and has cautioned people from sharing personal details on such suspicious websites. The official website of BSNL is bsnl.co.in. The Jharkhand government has decided to provide medical insurance of 5 lakh rupees for lawyers in the state. This is likely to benefit about 30,000 lawyers in the state. The decision was taken in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Hemant Soren. The cabinet also cleared a proposal to increase the pension of advocates aged 65 years and above. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place day idols of Lord Ganesh in their homes and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. Ganesh Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra, where people celebrate it with great zeal. At the Paralympic Games in Paris on day 10 today, Indian athletes will be eyeing podium finish in swimming, cycling, canoe and multiple disciplines of athletics, with several medals events lined up for Team India at the Games. In cycling, Jyoti Gaderia will feature in women's C13 road race final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.